Political leaders in New South Wales are looking to make the most of the last day of campaigning ahead of tomorrow's state election. The two major parties are neck and neck in the polls, as Thomas Ariti reports.
In the marginal Sydney seat of East Hills, voters have mixed feelings about what they think the government's priorities should be.
I think just the thing that directly affects me the most, I guess, is the university and education side of both parties. For me, what I've heard is the Liberal side is more focused on helping in exchange as well between Australian and Asian countries. So that interests me for sure.
The environment, mostly, and what moves they're going to take to improve that.
Nurses, teachers, yeah, for the people, you know.
It's an election that's expected to come down to the wire. And for the state's political leaders, there's been an airwaves blitz. The Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, was quick to point out her government's economic credentials.
We inherited deficits. We inherited billions of dollars of debt. We've turned that around. Now we're in a position to continue investing for the future.
But the coalition could be facing the prospect of a minority government at best.
I worry that if the Labor Party and Michael Daly become the Premier on Saturday, we go back to the bad old days where the budget was in a mess in New South Wales, where unemployment was the highest in the nation, not the lowest, and there wasn't any money to do anything.
When it comes to what you do with that money, one project in particular has Labor's Michael Daly furious. A rebuild of Sydney's Allianz Stadium has dominated the campaign, and once again, the opposition leader was there this morning.
With one day to go, the stadium's standing, and we can refurbish it at no cost to the taxpayer.
But with crucial seats in rural New South Wales, is this election all about an inner-city stadium? And do people outside Sydney care about it at all? Michael Daly says the demolition of the stadium is a symbol of a broader issue.
Blowouts, a lack of planning, government changing their mind. Everything you see here repeats itself on the WestConnex, on the light rail, on the Northern Beaches Hospital, on Opal. There's a repeated pattern of behaviour here by this government, and this thing behind me is emblematic. It sums up everything you need to know about this government.
Gladys Berejiklian says she's confident voters outside Sydney understand what the government's doing, and that key issues in regional New South Wales haven't been ignored.
Many of our communities in the regions appreciate the investments we're making. Do we need to do more? Of course we do. But that's why we've built up our strong budget, to have the dollars to be able to invest in our communities. And whether it's schools or hospitals or water security, I mean, water security is a huge issue for Western New South Wales. We've made investments that haven't happened before. And most recently, the Deputy Premier very proudly opened the Broken Hill pipeline to secure water to the community in Broken Hill. That's just one example.
With hundreds of thousands of voters rushing to pre-poll centres, the count could continue into Sunday before we know the fate of some battleground seats.
Thomas Ariti reporting.